Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales. Today, we're doing Scales Top 4. This is our Mount Rushmore series, where we pick a topic, tell you our favorites, tell you our opinions. These are the four things we would put on our Mount Rushmore of whatever the topic is. If you haven't noticed from the previous two, we're doing the Royal Rumble, which is coming up very shortly for WWE. It is our favorite time of year for wrestling, because it's just fun to have a big battle royal like this. And I am Tim, and with me is...
Cliff.
Hi, Cliff.
Hi, Tim.
Cliff, you're the best.
So are you.
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of lovable fuck-ups.
Right.
So, there is, as far as the Rumble, there's always returns, always surprise appearances, people who have never been there, people who haven't been there in a long time. There is so many people that could return for the Rumble.
That's part of the thing that makes it, like, so exciting and so much fun.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you think back at when Edge came out last year, or was it the year before? Last year. And then you think you think of AJ Styles, like, that was one of the hugest things I've ever seen. It was great.
Even, like, Cena's return from injury.
Oh, right, yeah. And did he win that one? I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, I'm not a big Cena mark, but I remember watching that, like, holy shit, how is he here? It's so impressive.
Right, because he had gotten hurt, like, 2 months earlier, and they're like, yeah, he'll be out for, what, like, 6 to 8 months?
Right. So for this one, I have my four, but when we're done going over both our four picks, I actually have like a list of potential runner-up I would like to just briefly touch on.
That's fine with me.
Alrighty. Do you want to kick it off?
Sure. So my first pick is going to be somebody that is not currently with WWE and would be like their big hurrah into WWE. I'm not sure if they'd win the whole thing, but just as like their entrance and first, you know, appearances for everyone in WWE. And I'm going to go with Marty Scurll. And I think that would be like a big, big surprise since he's like such close friends with like all the Elite guys. So like if he went to WWE instead of AEW, I feel like that would be like a massively big deal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Marty's great.
So yeah, he's my like one of my big, like, that would be like a massive surprise and like totally unexpected.
Yeah, Marty's fantastic.
Because it was kind of unexpected that he didn't just go to AEW, and he did that big thing with, what, NWA or Ring of Honor, where like he was like head booker.
Right, he was under contract with Ring of Honor. He had one of the best contracts in all of wrestling. He did kind of have issues with his past that came back, accusations and just things that I don't think WWE would shy away from, though. You know, I think everything's kind of been sorted. Even you think what you think about Marty Scurll, but I think he's been very open and honest about what has happened in the past, and I don't think WWE would care, to be honest with you.
Right.
So Marty's great, though. Marty's such a great worker, and he is definitely worth hiring. I think he brings more positive than negative, for sure.
So Tim, who's your first big surprise / return?
Well, this one, I'm really not sure if this is even feasible, so I'll get him out of the way. I picked Jay White, and Jay White, Switchblade Jay White, is one of the best heels in all of wrestling right now. Him and Roman, you could argue, are the top. Jay White is just fantastic. He just lost at Wrestle Kingdom in the main event. And he keeps saying that he is under contract for more years, but I don't know. I feel like it's a work. I feel like he didn't want to go to AEW, and he kind of said that because he doesn't give a shit. And I could see him going to WWE and being the big deal there.
Yeah.
Jay White is such a good worker. He's so good as a heel, and I think he finally came into his own.
Yeah, it would be nice to see like some of like the big stars from outside of WWE showing up in WWE.
Yeah, I mean, again, the last person they really poached from New Japan that had a huge buzz was probably Nakamura.
Right.
I mean, you know they're paying attention because they got him. They got Styles from Japan at the time.
Right.
Then, you know, all of those guys, so for sure. Jay White's a fun pick.
All right. So my next big surprise is going to be someone had a massive surprise last year, and I'm going to go with Edge showing up again, sure, coming back from injury, and you know, just getting like, it's a shame for a lot of these guys that like it's not a live audience, but like everyone having a similarly massive pop for him coming back this time that they did last year. And then like I am kind of interested to see him, you know, finish off his feud with Randy.
Sure. And they definitely have to build towards that if he shows up at all. I'd be interested to see what kind of pop he gets. I'm sure it won't be as good as last year, but people would still be happy.
Right.
Now. I don't know. Can you get a good, will the Thunderdome explode if you get a good pop?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be weird. This so weird this year for the Rumble. It's like, yeah. It almost sucks for like anybody that's like debuting or is like their like return to the company, because like they're not going to have that like just monumentous just explosion of like fan support.
I agree with you, but at the same time, I think fans, when we can get back in the arena, so vocal where they weren't as vocal before.
Right.
I think you might not get these your big moment per se, but you're going to have a lot more people being more attentive to you and more happy to see you going forward.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, Edge is a good pick. I love Edge.
Very so
good
Tim, pick. Who's your next big surprise return?
So I'm going to pick a woman, and I'm going to pick Tessa Blanchard. We know Tully's in AEW, but I don't really think that matters. Tessa was in NXT. She was already in WWE. I don't think they explored her upside. Her winning the Impact World title in a crazy match with Sami Callihan really put her on the map, and she's available to poach, and they should, because having her come, and she could win either Rumble. If she showed up in the men's Rumble, I would lose my mind. I think that would actually be a better move for her. But yeah, she's got a huge upside. She's kind of a bitch, but who cares?
Do you think that like WWE would have already picked her up if they'd wanted her?
They've expressed interest, and you've heard a lot of rumbling that they have interest, but they haven't done anything. And because it's Rumble season, that leans towards maybe that's why.
Yeah.
It's either that or they're full of shit.
Yeah, and it could honestly be either when it comes to them, right?
Yeah, exactly. Who knows, right? That's good for them, though, because they can deny it. They're like, we're just fucking with you.
Right.
But yeah, Tessa's super good.
All right. So my third pick is also a woman, and it would be her big return to the company following having a baby, and it would be Becky coming back to the Rumble, and I wouldn't be upset if she came back and won the Rumble.
It's the perfect way to get her right back where she was.
Right, and then I want her to just challenge Asuka right away, like, you know, come back as, like, the badass, like, you know, Stone Cold Becky Lynch, before they kind of tried to force the whole heel thing on her. Come back, like, I gave you that belt, it's mine, and, like, yeah, there's your program.
Right, like, why even delay that? Just make that what it is. Like, right. You could argue she could go fight Sasha, assuming Sasha's still the champ, but I don't see the payoff being as good.
No, it would just... And like, I would want her to win the belt back. Like, if Asuka held on to it, I wouldn't even be upset. Like, the Asuka just like, look, yep, you gave it to me, but I was going to take it from you anyway.
Right. Right.
So like,
right. And that's that in of itself, because even though Asuka's kind of had a low points, not a ton of people have beat her still. So
right.
I think that's a good. And I think Becky's solid for sure.
Yeah, I think that would be a good match to see. Also, like, I don't want her to like. Mm-hmm. Be like number four. Like, what is it? Like 27 is like the most commonly won position, right? Have her come out then.
That would be great. That would really get people excited.
Right. So, Tim, who do you have next?
Next, I have, I don't know. I tried not to look at all the contract status looking at this thing. So, I don't know if he's available or not, but I am picking Davey Boy Smith Jr., the British Bulldogs kid who has had a cup of coffee before in WWE. He made a huge name for himself on the indies, but just imagine the pop. I know we're in COVID, but just theoretically, imagine the pop if he came out to his father's music and he just came out and he did the gimmick looking like him and just had an amazing run. Had him come out number two, maybe, just like Bulldog did the year that Shawn Michaels and him surpassed everyone else. That'd be amazing. Just what you could do with that legacy.
Well, so if you did that, who would you want to have be number one? Like, who do you want him? Like if you could do the same thing, who would you want to have be one and two run the whole Rumble?
I would want someone like a Daniel Bryan. I would want someone like a Sami Zayn, somebody that can actually go, you know, for years, like guys like Jericho were the guy you'd want.
Yeah.
It would be interesting if there was another interesting pick, a return or something to go with him. Could you imagine? That'd be crazy.
Well, what if since like he's kind of like gone under this person's wing, what if it was like Cole?
That'd be interesting. Sure.
Because like Cole's like, you know, everyone compares Cole to Sean, and I'm not saying like they're the same person, but like they're both smaller, right? Like Cole's smaller than Sean, but like
it's fair.
Similar. You could have like an interesting like spin on it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, Cole's crazy worker too, so that'd be fantastic. But yeah, you get nostalgia and you get a guy who's an indie guy that can work and has really built himself up outside of the WWE fortress, so to speak.
Yeah.
I think he's a fun one.
So that would definitely be cool to see. So my last one, I wasn't sure if I should put this person on here for a return because they haven't been out for that long. And I don't think that they would win if they came back. I feel like this is like my weakest one. And I should not have ended with them, but I'm going with like Seth coming back because like they wrote him out at Survivor Series where he like sacrificed himself for whatever dumb thing. But like him and Becky both returning at the same time, I think could be an interesting thing. So Seth is my last like surprise return for the Rumble.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad. You definitely throw him in there. Storyline wise, it makes a ton of sense. I don't think you're losing anything having Seth Rollins run the gauntlet. Just show up at the end, 27, 28. I think
he's
a draw, and it's good to have him there for sure.
Yeah, I don't think he should win the Rumble.
No, I don't either.
But like just him return, like him and Becky coming back at the same show would be at least an amusing like thing.
That would be great, yeah.
So that rounds out my four surprise returns slash, you know, mystery people.
Yep.
And you said you had a whole mess of a...
Well, I still have one guy to go.
Oh, you do? My apologies.
That's okay, but I will have that list as well. My final guy is a very strong pick, and that person is Jacob Fatu, which is part of the family. He has a seat at the table. He is the missing Samoan in this whole puzzle. And just to give you an idea, if you haven't followed him, he has a great look. He looks a little more like a head shrinker than a Roman Reigns, you know, body wise. But to give you an idea, he was an MLW champion and he just had crazy good years the past probably 2 or 3 years. His ranking in the PWA 500, he was ranked 20th, which means he jumped up 286 spots from the prior year. That's insane.
That's crazy.
Right. So for an indie guy who's not at either of the big two companies and hasn't done a ton of time in Japan or anything, for him to be so high up in the PWI 500 this year speaks volumes. And there's no way people aren't taking notes of that right now. I think if you brought him in to either join Roman or go against Roman, it really doesn't matter because he's incredibly good. And just do it.
I feel like Roman needs a couple more people in his group.
Yeah, and why not? If you can bring in family, I think he's the last one that you can really bring in that's ready to go. Yeah. Just plug him in and go. I think it's him. So Jacob Fatu is one I really hope I'm right on.
Yeah, that would be a cool, you know, person to get to show up. And really unexpected, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be good. And I think he'd get a pop. I think, you know, the wrestling internet world knows him. The Thunderdome people probably know. So
right.
So now a couple of names to just throw out that could be returns. First of all, a lot of people talking about Melina because she showed up at the Legends night.
Yeah.
There's rumors that she's under contract. Carlito is another one that has been rumored. I feel like he gets rumored every time there's a Royal Rumble.
Yeah, because like he's in like good enough shape where he could show up and do a thing.
I love Carlito. Carlito was so great. Storm. James Storm's contract just ran out with the NWA. He's the former partner of Bobby Roode and Beer Money. And he's just a great champion as well. Eva Marie. Do you want Eva Marie back?
I don't.
I think you're getting her. I think she's going to be there. Rob Van Dam is another one for a surprise appearance.
I just thought of one.
Mm-hmm.
So what if Joe took off the headset?
Ah, yes. Well, that like was
his music started playing and he just got up from the desk.
So, similarly, a lot of people were saying something similar about Wade Barrett being around and then getting up and going in as well.
Yeah.
Just saying he's got some bad news is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then I have four more names on my list. Taya Valkyrie, which she's amazing, Impact, Lucha Underground, but she's married to John Morrison.
So okay.
Her contract runs out. I could see her coming over. Jinder Mahal hasn't been seen too much as of late, but there is talks of it. India version of NXT. And,
yeah.
They're promoting him on a lot of the stuff for that. Jimmy Uso's return could possibly be here. I don't think he's ready to go, but it's something to consider. And then finally, Dalton Castle is one of the big ones. His contract with Ring of Honor just ended, and he said he's putting feelers out. He might resign. He might re-sign with them. He may. But he's such a flamboyant character. He would fit in perfectly in WWE. And that's that. That's my list.
Cool.
It is cool. I like lists.
Yeah. And I, well, you know, it's just, it's Rumble time, you know,
it's Rumble. Yeah. Well, thank you, Cliff.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
Hey, you go ahead. You go ahead. You had something to say. Go ahead.
Oh, it was just thanks.
Oh. Well, that's good. Well, thank you, Cliff. And thank you, everybody, for listening. If you have your own opinions, hit us up on social media at @Matt_dog_Tim. Cliff, what's your Twitter handle so they can yell at you and tell you what an idiot you are?
@HyperHippo. And make sure you check out the other casts if you skip them to just listen to this one.
Why would you skip, you fool?
People be crazy. That's why.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Unfucking believable.